And he was going to go to that car park presentation, so you know, I'm glad that you're coming to bring that. Yeah, he was right there. They used to come back with pyramid dysfunction at the, so kind of wait.
Who's going to do the PowerPoint presentation?
Probably Alex.
You have some?
I thought with Alex, yeah, I have one too.
Do you have the microphone on?
Oh, it's not.
Probably, you know.
I just want, because basically, I can't, I'm really crap at the moment with all the names, I just want, as well as I'm driving, just marketing, this kind of stuff. Probably my own name to give, and I always just leave this idea, so. So.
Catherine, you see, CATH.
And.
Gabriel.
Yeah. And you're.
I am Reissa, R-E-I-S-S-A. Double S A, yeah, sorry.
It's just a bit nasty calling people by their names, I think.
Okay.
Okay, right, welcome to meeting B. This is going to go a lot better than the last meeting. Basically, because I know what I'm supposed to be doing now. I am your project manager, and yeah, I'm just here to you know, sort of liaise between the three of you and get things going, get people talking, and I'm going to be making notes and sending them off to the powers that be and stuff, basically. Right, this. For the purposes of this meeting, what this meeting is all about is I'm going to have some presentations from all three of you, what you've been working on for the last wee while, when you haven't been getting hit with spam on your computers and you know, filling out silly questionnaires and things. But hopefully you've been actually been doing something productive. So we're going to, each of you are going to give us a little presentation. Then we're going to work, you know, from each of your presentations, we'll talk about what we actually need as a final coming together of it all. And then we'll sort of conclude and anything else comes up at the end of it.
How long is the meeting?
This meeting, it's not very long. It's probably down to about 35 minutes now. So I want each of your presentations to not be too long. Five minutes, something like that. If you haven't done a PowerPoint thingy, it doesn't matter. It just says that you, it's, that's just one particular medium. If you haven't had time to prepare one, you can draw stuff on the noteboard, you can talk to us, you can, you know, however you want to do your little presentation, basically, you can. Don't feel pressurized into using this thing, because I don't. okay, so you okay over there? Right,
I'm fine, yeah.
Are you joining in with this meeting?
I'm finishing off my presentation.
Just, doing some internet shopping there?
No. I'm done.
Okay, jolly good. Alright, let's have, well, we all know that it's a remote control that we're going to be dealing with. I think the first thing we should look at is probably the what it is that it's actually supposed to be. So let's look at you, Catherine.
Okay.
We're going to hear from you first.
Okay. Just going to do this.
You don't have to worry about screwing it in, just
there
you go.
So the work in design, I've got a very quick presentation on this. So, oh no, you can't see a thing. Oh well, I'm going to draw it on the board then. It's in blue and I couldn't change it. Well, it's fine on my screen, but never mind. So, the idea is that we've got the energy source. Which in our case, I think maybe two batteries, I don't know what they're called, LR6 or something like
mm-hmm.
that. And then on the remote control itself, we'll have the sender for the signal, which could be an infrared signal. Which will be sent by an electronic chip. And the chip will be controlled by the user interface. We'll hear about that later from Gabriel.
Mm-hmm.
And the sender will send to the telly itself an infrared signal to tell it to switch on or switch channels. And that's it really for the working itself.
Great.
Sorry, the presentation wasn't very good.
I prefer the human touch personally.
Cool.
Yeah.
Should I erase this?
Do you want to just give us a moment? I just
okay.
want to copy this down. I don't know if you guys have got any questions for Catherine on any of this.
Or suggestions.
Is a battery like the only way of?
Well, it's just. You don't want it plugged in, really.
Yeah, alternate energy source, like wind power.
No,
indoors.
No, I meant like.
It.
No, because like chat, because always changing batteries can get like annoying. The batteries down and maybe
I don't know.
Solar charged.
I think changing your batteries once every 6 months is not really a pain. But
yeah, it's worked for the last 50 years, you know.
One question I have, and I don't know how much control we have over this, is as far as the infrared signal, do we have control over how far away you can be from the receiving unit, the TV, and still have it be operational? Maybe we want more strong signal strength.
How far away is your television? It's never going to be more than. It's never going to be. Unless you've got a TV the size of a football pitch, doesn't have to go that far, does it? It doesn't have to go through a wall because you're not really looking through a wall.
Yeah, but if like you're on the phone in the other room and you need to turn the television off or something and you don't really want to go into the, put the telephone down and go into the other room.
Or if you make the signal strong enough to go through walls, if you
want
it. I didn't think about that.
How about Bluetooth? You know? Instead of using infrared, use Bluetooth.
Why not?
Isn't that a better signal?
It's going to cost more. And
we don't want to overcomplicate things.
Mm.
No, we don't need it.
It's a fancy idea. It's quite nice, but then I don't know. Either if you want to watch the telly, you're in the room. You're going to.
Yeah, exactly. Basically, we're designing and marketing a television remote control unit. We're not designing something that you can plug in a headset to and connect to your laptop computer and stuff. It's.
We can
keep
the idea.
It's just an idea.
Okay. Alright, well done. Catherine? Gabrielle? Let's hear from you on...
Do you need the board?
I'm just going to use the PowerPoint. Okay, so while this is warming up, there it is. So I'm doing a user interface design.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, as far as methods, I was looking at already existing remotes, trying to find some inspiration from designs that are already out there, thinking of what we can retain, what we can do away with, what we can perfect a little bit as far as design. Yeah, we don't want to do something that's too radical of a change, I guess. I mean, people want a remote that's familiar, that has their favorite functionalities, and does the basics.
Yeah.
But so we can improve what's out there and maintain that the basic functionality that people want. So things that seem like absolute must-haves would be volume control. Up down keys for that, channel keys up down, but then also a numerical keypad so that they can just key directly to the channel that they want rather than doing up down, and a mute button. One thing that I didn't include here that I forgot that we talked about last time was doing some sort of lock that function.
Okay.
I don't know. That's one possibility. And so in the research that I was doing, there's basically two types of remotes, ones that are engineering-centered and ones that are more user-centered. So I don't know if I can access the web page here. I can show you. Yeah. So this is an engineer-centered one. So you can see it's rather busy, but it also lets you play your movie, stop your movie, fast-forward, all this.
Mm-hmm.
Freeze frame. And this is a user-centered one. It's easier to just glance at this and see what's possible to do. You're not going to be staring at it for 5 minutes.
Right.
And judging from what we all talked about during our last meeting, I kind of gathered that that's what we were going after, or the direction that we were going in. So the engineering-centered ones provide a lot of functionality that can be a little bit overwhelming, so user-centered ones just focus on ease of use. And this sort of overlaps with the marketing person, Lisa, because we need to find out what people want before we make
Christmas and Martin Guru.
So, yeah, that's me.
Great. Okay. Now, this, I just have a question for you. This research that you've been doing, looking at other, you know, existing units and stuff. Have you found that anyone else has looked into the locking?
No, that seemed like a novel idea as far as I know. I mean, obviously another that exists, like you said, in mobile phones.
Yeah.
That was sort of inspiration for it. I've never seen that in all my years in
yeah.
remote business. I've never seen that locking functionality.
Mm.
I don't know. What, do you guys have a yay or nay on that? A feeling about whether that's really necessary?
I would say it's, if it's simple to do, which I think it probably should be,
yeah.
even if it's a physical, you know, a physical switch or a physical cover for the remote,
mm-hmm.
even something like that, then yes, it's, or like, you know, like you said earlier on, a flip. thing, something like that, but you know, being physical, look into it. I've had word down from head office that something that we should be centred, well, something we should take into account is we've got to keep the corporate image within this remote control unit. It's got to look like it's an R&R. You know, the company is, it's, from what I can see from our other products, a yellow with blue writing.
And our motto is we put the fashion,
we put the fashion in electronics.
Mm.
There you go.
Anybody have to carry that mantle?
So it's kind of got to look, it's got to look new and, you know, something fashionable. If remote control, well, if telephones can be fashionable, then maybe remote control units can be.
Mm.
Yeah, these, I think we can, so we talked about the layout in my presentation, or what I didn't mention yet really is just the sort of, like, the ergonomics.
Yeah,
I think we can make big improvements over these two that you see there.
Yeah.
Everything is going ergonomic, you know, there's, you know, nicer computers that are very ergonomic and keyboards, and that could be one of our niches, sort of, in the market, I guess.
Okay, fantastic. All right, well done, Gabrielle. And Lisa.
What's the comment?
Plug you in, baby.
Here.
Yeah.
The blue thing.
This is getting a little tangled. Yeah, then you just have to do function F8.
Oh, function F8. No.
Yeah,
it takes a second. Come on. Right. Okay. Let's hope this works. Okay. Well, from a marketing report, we observed remote control users in the usability lab, and also gave, so this is research, and we also gave participants questionnaires to fill out. Total number of people tested were 100, just so you know, so that 100 people were tested, and these were the findings. So 75% of users find the remote control ugly. Okay, so they don't like the look of the remote control. 80% of them would spend more money if the remote control looked really cool and fancy. So I think we all agree with that. Current remote controls do not match well with the operating behavior of the user. So they don't like the way they operate, it doesn't like match how people behave. 50% of the users say that they only use 10% of the buttons on a remote. So probably if you have like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the whole up to 10. They probably don't use those, they only use the up and down channel.
Because we've only got 5 channels.
Yeah, exactly. That's another thing. 75% of users say they zap. I'm not quite sure what they mean, zap. It goes like,
yeah, that's flicking quickly between channels.
Yeah, you want to navigate the channels quickly.
Yeah.
Mm. Takes too much time to learn how to use a new remote. I think especially for the older generation. I know my grandmother doesn't like mobile phones. It takes ages to work out to use. Anyway, and they also, remotes often get lost in the room, so nobody can find them. So maybe tracking devices is a good idea. Personal references.
Wow. You are a child of technology, aren't you?
I was thinking something easy to use, especially for older people. Has to look really cool, flash and groovy for people to buy it. And it's easy to find. So I don't know whether maybe, and also we asked them whether they wanted, whether they'd be interested in voice activating. So voice activation. So, and this was what we came up with. And if you look, 15 to 25, this is age, sorry, I'll move that out of the way. Age group, so 15 to 25 said, like 91% of them said yes. So basically the majority, except for the 45 to 55 year olds, for some reason didn't want a voice activated one. And neither did the older generation, but the younger generation who we are catering for like who have most of the money nowadays do want a voice act speech recognition.
But do the younger generation have the money?
No,
they don't. It's the older generation are the ones.
Well, the 25 to 35-year-old, 35 and the 35 to 45, 45.7%. I'll say no.
People from the age of 30, there's a big drop off there. For people up to the age of 35, are kind of saying yeah, they want it. But no, they're not. Most people that have the money are the people from the age of 35 to 55.
Yeah, that would be my guess.
They're the ones that have been working for 20 years. That's quite a minority there. So yeah, it's not even like 50-50, that's 35%.
These guys are growing up.
What about just from the perspective of our manufacturing cost? I mean, if it's $12.50 per unit.
Yeah.
Okay,
voice activation might not be the best.
I'd say scrap that straight off.
Also with buttons, a thing called RSI, so wrist sensory.
Repetitive strain injury.
Yeah, repetitive strain injury. So they don't. I think people who watch TV maybe too often keep changing the channel and it hurts their wrist.
So that's something we should have a look into. Then.
Yeah.
Designing ergonomics to see, have a look if there's any medical background we can find out about this. We just want to cover our asses so that people aren't going to sue us in 10 years' time and say your remote control gave me repetitive strain injury.
Probably consult with their legal department.
Yeah. They're having a lunch break at the moment. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see if I can get hold of the next meeting.
I think we can do some work in that department, the ergonomic department.
Yeah.
We can make some really good improvements.
Mm. Maybe the button's not so high up, so you don't have to press so much. Maybe just like flat buttons or something. Yeah.
Okay.
So that is me.
That's great. Thank you very much for that, Lisa. Okay, so we've decided that we're going for basic television remote. It's got to be safe to use. It's got to look cool.
Mm.
Now, going back to the industrial design of it, we were looking at whether to use maybe infrared or Bluetooth. I think we should just go with the simplest option on everything, and that would be infrared. Energy source, that would be batteries. We can look into using the little tiny weeny batteries or lot special long lasting batteries. I don't think there's any point in making a remote control unit that's going to last for 50 years because technology would have changed and we won't have televisions in 10 years' time. So. I think we're all pretty sussed on that. Anyone have any questions? Everybody happy in their work?
Yeah, it seems like we're all pretty much on the same page.
Now this is good, we've got a good structure going on. We all know where we're going to. Have any of you lot been getting loads of crap spam on your computers?
It's probably just you because you're the project manager.
No, just questionnaires.
Yeah,
trying to sell you things.
Have you guys found out if we can email stuff to each other?
Yeah, you can.
Right. Do you all know my email address?
No, I don't.
I think he's participant one, aren't you?
You've got the addresses, I think.
Yes.
So project manager, it's participant1@.
Can you all email me your email addresses?
Well,
you have them. But he'll send you an email.
Send me,
yeah. Friends,
yeah, okay. It's
So are we headed towards like a big yellow and black remote as far as the S? Maybe that's our next meeting.
Is it yellow and black or is it yellow and blue?
I kind of thought it was blue writing on a yellow background, but I might be just...
Well, it's like white on and white and blue on a black background with yellow borders.
Okay.
Maybe that's getting ahead of
myself. Maybe you can come up with a couple of different ideas.
Can't we have different colours in our notes so somebody can choose different colours? Like, does
well,
it have
see,
to
the
be
thing
in
is,
certain...
is we've got to keep the company image. It's got to say... People have got to look at this remote control and instantly recognise that it's a real reaction.
But if it's an RR, it would be real reaction. Like if it had the symbol on it.
Loads of companies called RR.
Well,
this is slogan. But this is the slogan. This is the
And this is something that came on down from the higher ups.
Yeah.
So I mean, we're sort of beholden to them.
So we have to have it one colour.
Well, not necessarily.
Not one colour,
but we have to incorporate it.
Hmm.
Not necessarily even, it just has to, you have to look at the product and instantly know that it's one of our
okay.
products,
yeah.
as opposed to a Sony product or a, you know, a Panasonic product. It's got to, so you can have a look at our other products and see if they all follow a similar vein, perhaps.
But it could come in different colours and have the RR colours just
yeah.
somewhere, like, just around the lot. Button could be the RR logo
yeah.
or colours.
Hmm.
Quite possible, yeah. Well, this is all your department. Okay. Well done, everybody. And I think we stop for lunch now.
Yeah, pretty soon, I guess that's nice.
Have we finished ahead of schedule?
We might possibly have done.
Alright, see you all soon.
If we finished 5 minutes before the meeting's supposed to finish, then that means we get an extra 5 minutes for lunch.
Okay.
Sets off, kick back, smoke them if you got them.